Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all of you from the Blog Talk. Amen. Thank God for millions joining us from the Blog Talk and from every walk of life. Thank God for every church affiliation, every church denomination. Oh my God. Some of you will have to be muted because you were making a lot of noise on the line. And from church backgrounds and all over the country, every economic strata, we just thank God for all of you who are joining us on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. This is where we give God praise and make our prayers known. I think today we ought to pray for the election in the United States, that God would give us the right president. We ask him to intercede and to do what he wants and let his will be done here in our country. Remember, we have not because we ask not. This is something very, very important. Why leave it to chance? Why not put prayer on it and ask God and let his best candidate be chosen? Amen. God will do that if we ask him. Amen. You know, the people asked God for a king. He said, you don't need one. And they didn't listen. Amen. We want to listen to the Lord. And when you go to the polls to vote, many of you who haven't voted already, you want to ask the Lord who he wants you to vote for. God uses people. You know, thank God, you know, for prayer, because God changes things through prayer, but he uses people. And we want him to have his way in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and kindness this morning, and thank you for your love, and thank you for joy, hope, and peace. We come to you, Lord, for our nation. We realize that there are signs all around us. And, Lord, we are aware of even the signs in the Bible of the Antichrist. And we see signs, and we ask that you would intercede in this election and allow your will to be done. Whatever it is, we surrender to you and bow to you. But you know best. We ask you, Lord, to look on the people, Lord, let them pray when they go into the polls. Pray before them and ask you who you want them to vote for in the name of Jesus. Let the candidate that you select be chosen in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Thank you for what you're going to do already. Lord, I pray that you put honor on this prayer. Someone needs your help. Someone needs you, Lord. We intercede. Oh, we just thank you. Praise you for Thank you. Pray that you heal all sin, anything that has offended you. Please, Lord, touch, help, bless, and set free. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your goodness and kindness. Lord, for those who are going through struggles and trials, and the enemy is attacking them on the left and right, deliver in the name of Jesus. Deliver in the name of Jesus. God, you can fix anything. You made everything. We ask you for deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your people everywhere. Thank you, Lord. Bless them in the city. Bless them everywhere, God. And let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed. Now, Lord, for those in the prisons, going through tests, because those who are down, pick them up in Jesus' name. Bless our churches worldwide. God, put the blood of Jesus over them. Let the enemy take the end of the book. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For your healing virtue, people who are sick on this line, please touch them and heal their bodies. Those who are in financial need, I pray that you shake the chuck tree and bless them. We just thank you for everything but life. Thank you for how you are bringing this prayer line up to a new level. We thank you for how you are setting people free. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And we're so careful to ask you in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. And we thank you for it all, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. This morning, 6 o'clock hour, thank you for being here. And we love you and praise God for you. We're going to have a prayer request pretty soon here and praise pretty soon here. So if we missed you in the prayer, you can make your personal request known in just a few minutes. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And may I speak to you this morning? I don't want you to think I've forgotten you. No, I haven't. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning to all of you on the ground. I noticed that several of you must be somewhat sleepy. And I know this is a Monday morning. But most of y'all don't want to get up and go. If you're working, you don't want to get up and go to work, let alone speak to somebody. But it's just right to do so. And it's just, so if you're awake this morning, let's speak again. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's not miss it. If you didn't speak to me, at least wake up and speak to the Lord. He's in the room.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's open up this morning and would y'all help me? The mother to the nation, I think she's still overseas. I'm not sure. But I need for some of y'all to step up. You know, she'd be in here praising the Lord and leading for me and taking a little pressure off my shoulders and helping me. So some of y'all have to step up, you know. I told my preachers in the pulpit, we lost one of our, this year we've lost two of our major forces in our pulpit. Elder Owens passed and went on the glory, and Minister Freeman was a great force in our pulpit. And I told him, you got to step up. You know, you can't sit back and wait on this and wait on that. So you got to step up. Mother to the Nation is out of town, overseas. I don't think she's back yet. So some of y'all step up. Let's give God the praise, amen, and the glory for what he's done. We're going to praise him at least 2 minutes. Can you hang that long on the block line? We praise him for 20, sometimes 30. So this is not a long time at all. Let's open our mouths and do like Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter tells us, at the end of the chapter tells us that Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah and Israel praised him with a loud voice. Amen. If you can, I don't know your situation in your house. I'm in my office, so I can just open my mouth. But you, maybe you can't. But those who can, let's give them a loud praise this morning. Here we go. Come on, let's do it right now. Praise, check. Glory.
Good morning,
thank you, Lord.
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord. Good morning,
Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty you have liberty. And who gave it to you? Christ. He made you free. And then be not entangled. What does entangled mean? Amen. Be not entangled. Years ago, a young man went fishing and with another guy and threw the line out there. And then the other guy who couldn't swim, how did he end up in the water? In the water. And when the police came, they found him tangled up in the fishing line and he drowned. I'm still wondering how that happened. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to open up the line to you, whoever wants to jump in there, and give us what that means to you. Amen. What it means to you. How can anybody argue with that? Well, I'm asking you what it means to you. And stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The line is open to you. Who wants to give us that meaning to you? The line is open to you. All right, thanks. Nobody? If Brother Condemnation was on, she'd jump in there and tackle that for us real quick. Somebody step up. Amen. Standing fast. What does that mean? Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Yes, sir. 913, I believe this is what it means to me, too, this morning. 913, and Bethany, let Sheila Brown stand fast. What I, in my spirit is fast. Some God has freed me. God has delivered me from the hands of the enemy and stand in Him, walking His deliverance, walking His pipe, His might. I'm sorry, and walking His power. And don't go back to where He has brought me from, the mess. Just like you said, that man was entangled with that line. Don't go back.
Somehow we lost it.
Almost talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it just means to me, walk with God. Continue to walk with God. Do not go back into that yoke. That, you know, don't go back into the bond.
All right. I'm cutting out a little bit here.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with my phone this morning, but I was just saying it means to stand in Christ. Don't go back to where He brought me from, those dark places that could have killed me, could have taken my life. And just stand fast in Him, the freedom. He's delivered me. He freed me in Him is liberty, freedom. And just don't go back to where I know I'm not supposed to go back to, so I won't get entangled and could possibly lose my life if I chose to. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Area 708, Mother Digby. I was thinking that now that God has saved you and saved me and taken my sins away, and I'm a new creature in Christ, not to go back. Sin is a bondage. You know, the devil don't tell you that. He tell you can do all these things, but he don't let you tell you. It's like when you go fishing. You don't see that hook on the end of it. They cover that hook up with a bait so that you don't see that hook. But once the devil gets you hooked in, you're not your own. You belong to him, and you do what he tells you to do. So once you've been delivered and set free, stand fast. Don't go back into sin and go back into bondage, because that's what sin is bondage. But you stay free and seek the more of God. Try to go get more of God. Don't go back into the things that you know where you came from, and you know that there was no deliverance in that. So you don't want to go back into darkness. You want to stay in the light. You want to keep following God all the days of your life, because you know what that sin is bondage, you know, and it'll trap you up. And you don't want to be caught up in that. You want to stay free and stay with God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. May we just zero in on some things here? I'm just going to remind y'all some things. Some of y'all, before you got saved, You would go clubbing. Yeah. You'd be down at the club. I never forget my great, one of my great mentors, W. Leo Daniels, who was a great preacher from Houston, Texas. I used to travel with him. And he told the story about how he had never been to the club before. He is a grown man, never been to the club. Thank God for him. But the devil put in his mind, you want to see, at least see what it's all about. And he had become a preacher. And he put on his dark glasses and went into the back of the club. And he said, and they were just all hung up doing slow dancing. And then they have some faster dancing. And then they had an MC, he said, and the MC was telling about, what, you know, get out there and do your thing and stuff like that. And he said, I was just standing right back at the back of the club, concealed with my dark glasses, and I had a hat on my head, pulled down and everything else. And after a while, the MC got on the mic and said, oh, we're having a great time tonight. Ain't that right, Reverend Daniel, standing back there at the back of the club right here? He was revealed. Amen. He said he never wanted to go back to the club ever again. They knew who he was. Word was around town, and Reverend Daniels was at the club last night. And so he said, I didn't want to be entangled ever again doing that. Some of y'all used to be in the club. Some of y'all used to be alcoholics. Some of y'all used to be drug addicts and so many other things. But we have to stand fast against that. Amen. Because the enemy would like to sift us as wheat to take us back to those things. The yoke of bondage. He had us wrapped up. Some of y'all used to be so drunk, they'd have to get a driver to drive you home. And you'd stack it down the street like you thought you could never do. And then some of y'all used to do things in the world. You were a gambler. And I can name several things. You were the worst gossiper in the town. But God set you free and saved you. And the world says, don't go back to it. We have to meet you. Amen. The word says, don't go back to it. Be not entangled again. God. In other words, you've been there before. Mother Johnson used to teach me this. Son, don't go down certain streets. Because I know what's happening. And you don't want the enemy to try to destroy you. And she teach, don't go down those streets. See, that's what some of you precious old mothers are for. And to keep young people from going down certain streets. Why do you think he wants to get you out? Why do you think our nation is trying to make the young people the most important things in the country? Because they don't know nothing. The devil can sift them, can get them to go down roads that he's been using for a long time. Use those same techniques on them. And before they knew it, they messed up. But these old saints, the older mothers, are, according to the word of God, are to train and to teach the younger women. And the older men are to teach these younger men. Amen. So, and tell them, don't be entangled with that. Once you stop smoking, don't go back to it. Once you stop drinking, don't go back to it. Don't be entangled with those yokes. See, I'm glad they call them the yoke of bondage, because God will deliver you from every yoke. The anointing will destroy every yoke. Those are yokes. So once you come to Jesus Christ and get under the anointing, it just has something answered. But everything that you have been going through, amen, it will destroy the yoke. Amen. Don't get entangled with them again, because you might drown, might get wrapped up in that wire, and you can't swim. go down and won't be able to come up, back up, no matter how you try to. It may wrap your arms up. You have to use your arms to swim and your feet. So you don't want that to happen. Is there anybody else who would take on that? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, jump in there. Amen. Come on, jump in. Anybody else? What about your 816? 616. Is that something for us? What about you? What about your 913? What about your 801? Any of y'all have a word? We'll leave it in just a moment. I'm asking for one more. Help us, somebody else, one more.
I'm in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We can only let that scripture stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. And what it means is to me is to continue standing from where God has brought you from, where he has freed you,
yes.
And that we are to stay free. I thought about the scripture saying about being a backslider is like a dog returning back to his vomit. That let you know how nasty it would be that you go back into sin. Once God has delivered you and you are out, you are to stand fast. I mean, continue standing in the liberty, in the freedom of where Christ has brought you from. And we're not entangled again. That means don't mess with it. Don't touch it again. Because it can't be a yoke around you again that will pull you back into where you came from. You ought to continue being free. Don't get caught up in it. Maybe I can do it one more time. That one more time can be your last time. And so I remember a song saying, I'm determined. And then we have to have that determination in our mind, in our spirit, that I won't go back, that I won't do it again. So the main thing is continuing in the liberty, continuing in being free. Don't be like some children of Israel want to go back to Egypt, and they begin to fuss and go on to Moses. This is why you brought us out here. You should have left us back there. No, you be glad that you made it out. So we have to be glad that God bring us out of sin and shame and then stand continuing in liberty.
All right. Thank you so much. What a great day. God bless you and all of you on the line. God has blessed you. Anyway, thank you for those interpretations. I think you're right on it. Amen. Thank God for you. All right. I need maybe a couple of praise reports, maybe three, and then we'll go into our prayer request. Amen. Who on here? The Lord.
I have a praise report.
All right. Tell us who you are.
Michelle Tubbs.
Yes, ma'am. Michelle Tubbs. All right. Go ahead.
My oldest son called me last night, and this month, my oldest son.
Yeah.
And he just called me last night, and a year ago, on the 16th or 18th, he lost his baby son at 8 days old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pregnant again, and he's very happy.
Oh, yeah, that sounds something wonderful.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I know that's beautiful. Thank God for you. Somebody ought to be saying thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. It kind of reminds me of David. You know, David messed up before God, and God took the child from Bathsheba, and then the child died.
Mm-hmm.
God is such a forgiving God. God forgave him, and he allowed him to go into Bathsheba again, and she conceived again. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So they had tragedy, but God gave them a wonderful, beautiful son who is now known throughout the land.
Yes, he's our angel.
His name is Solomon. And he's the one who built that temple. So he had to step down in order to step up, and God blessed him in a great, 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 great way. All right.
Amen.
Anybody else with a praise report?
913 Ambassador Elect Sheila Brown. Good morning. I'm just
good morning to you.
45 years today.
Amen. Happy birthday, sister.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to celebrate you at the close of the service. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us know.
Thank
That's
you.
The way you do it, folks. I don't know. Don't get mad at me because I didn't celebrate your birthday. I got so many other things on my plate, I just really didn't know. God bless you. All right, anybody else with a praise report? All right, God bless all of you. Do want to get prayer this morning, prayer for you, for you, for you, for your child, for your sister, for your brother, for you. Amen. For anything that's sickness, a problem that you may have. You know, it's not much we haven't heard on this prayer line. We've heard it all. This is not a gossip line. This is a line dedicated to praying on target for you. Amen. If you have chronic headaches, how are we going to know to pray on target unless you make your prayer request known here? Amen. All right. If we seek God, you know, some of us have that gift where we can know, yes. But I'm talking about in general. So let your prayer request be known. All right. Somebody who feels led to take the prayer request this morning at the launch. Go ahead.
I'll be happy to take the prayer request this morning.
All right. All right. Well, I open it up to everybody. So thank God for you.
God, Sheila.
Go ahead.
Morning. First fruit prayer request, and the line is open and we're ready to take the prayer request. And go to the throne of grace with everyone. Good morning. Good morning.
Talk a little louder so we can get your prayer request. Anybody?
This is Mr. Lucian. I'm asking for prayer. I don't feel well. My whole body is dying.
It's on your right side, you say?
Yes, sir. Right in front of my horn field all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Let's pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, God, we are proclaiming all over the country, all over the world, that you are the and living God. We need your help this morning. We need you to touch. We need you to heal. We need you to set this precious woman free. I don't know what it is, but on her right side, God, she's aching. I see that she has pain. And even right now, she needs a miracle.
Yes,
God. The one that people call you right now, God. You can touch. You can heal her. Sister Lucio, raise that right hand up. God, in the name of Jesus, look on her hand. And I'm asking you, just as you use the rooster and the donkey and other things, you can use her right hand. I'm asking you that you put enough anointing, even present, in her hand right now. And when she lays her hand on her right side. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, that you will allow the anointing that destroys every yoke to touch her.
Yes,
bring forth healing virtue.
Yes.
And if that's, oh my God, somebody else is doing that. Oh, God, deputize their hand in the name of Jesus to be a vehicle for healing. They lay their hand on somebody. It would not be their hand. It would be the hand of the Lord. God, oh, God, you can move anywhere. Thank you. You use people on this line. Just on yesterday. Be a blessing to people. Surely you can use that hand of Sister Lucille that he's being delivered. You can use anybody else's to heal.
For your safety, please hold on to the port handle for your long term.
Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Lay your hand on your body, Sister Lee Seal, and say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Let it come out of your mouth. Wherever you say, I said, say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Going out to you. God is real, and we thank him for it. Thank God. Amen and amen. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? We certainly want to open.
That's what you can send me a prayer for my body.
Okay, Ambassador Peterson.
Pray for my body.
All right.
Pray for my body. I'm tasting and praying for my body. Just pray for my body.
All right, all right. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, you heard this special request.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
That's just precious, lady.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank in the name of Jesus, give her healing in her body. Oh, touch her. Y'all praying with me? Lord, touch her body.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch her. Heal.
Know about it.
No, God, you know about
it. The greatest surgeon has ever served.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Right now. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God, from healing, Lord, to touch and heal. Go to the root of the problem, God. Yes. Destroy the even very root of it. Don't let it
very root.
In the name of Jesus, let the anointing
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anything. Oh, my God. Anybody else on the line need prayer this morning? Come on.
This is Sister Ernestine Riley. I want you all to pray for me and for my daughter-in-law. The doctor called me last night and told me to come to the hospital this morning, and I just pray that everything is well when I get there.
Please, Lord, give her well.
Somebody can feel that.
Yes.
And why don't we prep to some of them so silent this morning? Why don't you jump in there and help and pray for her daughter-in-law? You can imagine Dr. Sid come to the hospital and jump in there and pray. Anyone of you prayer audience, come on.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank and praise your holy name today, Lord God. Father God, I know you are healing. We know you, God, to be a deliverer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, would you please bless and protect Sister Ernestine Riley's daughter-in-law. If I got it wrong, Lord God, you got it right, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just repent of all sins, the omission and commission, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you would get a good report today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And if you get in,
Lord,
in time of fasting, Lord, I ask that you would kill it and cut it down at the root in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus, Lord God. Would you stop the devil in his tracks, Lord God?
In his
mind. Let plan go in us for this lady's life, Lord God.
Church, Lord,
oh, thank you. Bless the loss of all folks. Father,
Lord God, would you give her great strength in the name of Jesus? The Lord God, we don't believe your report. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just receive for the Lord.
Oh, church, right now, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, and bless, Lord. You know what she needs. Can't nobody do it but you, God. You put her body together. You are the author. You are the finisher for faith, Lord God. Father, we just look to you.
Yes, you pray, girl.
Thank you, Lord.
And let it all be well, in the name of Jesus. And just thank you for wellness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God, I've come to you with thanksgiving in my heart, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for a wonderful day, Father. Father God, you just been good to us, Father God. Right now, Father, just asking you to touch Ernestine Rowley's daughter-in-law. Father God, from the throne of heaven. To a struggle with faith, Father God. Only you know, Father God. You know what's going on, Father God. We ask you right now for you and person, Father God. We ask you, Father God, God, once she steps in that office, Lord God, we ask you, Father God, just clean it up, Father God. Clean it up out of her head to the crown of her feet, Father God.
Amen.
Father God.
Anointing before that. I believe God is doing something for you
that God gives.
Oh, Lord, Sister Ernestine Riley. God can turn it around. I said,